Discover how being set apart for the gospel isn't just a doctrine, it's your daily mission to impact lives, share hope, and walk with boldness and the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you ready to live the gospel and light up your world today? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And if you'd like to check us out, we're at fpiw.org, we're at fpiwaction.org, and most importantly, we're in the Washington Defender app. And so we want to encourage you to download that app at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. It is a great place for you to get connected to conservatives in Washington State. Hey, if you're enjoying these devotions, I want to encourage you to like, share, subscribe, or place within your huddle in the Washington Defender app. It's important because we are changing our hearts by changing, and that in turn will change the public square. We have been in a series out of Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 6 is where we're starting today, and this is set apart for the gospel. Paul, a bondservant. What is a bondservant? A servant is a servant out of choice and out of love. A bondservant of Jesus Christ. Called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. We hear that word thrown around so much nowadays, the gospel message of God. Did you know that the gospel was first preached beforehand to Abraham? God foreseen that he would justify the Gentiles by faith, preach the gospel beforehand to Abraham. The founder of our faith is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we see that they received the gospel message just like we have, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. So it says, for which he promised beforehand through his prophets and the Holy Scriptures. In the Old Testament, we should see many, many examples of Jesus Christ and the Savior coming to this earth, the Messiah, Yeshua, coming to the face of this earth and laying down his life for humanity and resurrecting again that we may have newness of life. So we're going to see if we see that. Concerning his son, who was born of the descendant of David. Remember, Abraham was promised that he would have many descendants. David was promised that he would have the descendants, and they are according to the flesh. And so the Messiah will always be a descendant of David. And so we see that in Jesus, Yeshua. He is the one who is a descendant of David. He came to this earth, and he died, and he rose again. And he is coming back for his bride, and then he's coming back again as the Lion of Judah. It says this, who has declared the Son of God with power by resurrection from the dead. Jesus resurrected from the dead. The same spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead dwells inside of you today as you go into the public square. According to the spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace, apostleship, and bring about the obedience of the faith among the Gentiles for his name's sake, and among whom you are also called of Jesus Christ. So that is our set of scriptures today, and we're going to go back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. It says this, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. The first mention of Jesus and the Messiah was in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. This is a prophetic utterance. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. Isaiah, also one of the old prophets of old, spoke of Jesus. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. He'll give you a what? A sign. He'll give you a what? A sign. And some of you are like, I need a sign. He's given it to you. What is that sign? Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel. So we see that one of the signs of the Messiah coming is Jesus born of a virgin. I have been asked many times, Pastor Brian, do you really believe in the virgin birth? And the answer is yes. If I don't believe in the virgin birth, I'm calling Isaiah, who wrote about this virgin birth in Isaiah 7:14, a liar, and I'm saying that Jesus is not the Messiah. So what did God do? We see that throughout Scripture, God removed the seed of man, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, he put his seed into Mary. And this took away the sinful nature of Abraham's disobedience to God's direct command. So Isaiah 53:5, it says this, but he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastising for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging, we are healed. Isaiah, speaking of Jesus being crucified on that cross, and that we can have life and life abundantly today. As you go into the public square, do not forget that the gospel message is going with you, because if you got Jesus in your heart, you got the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. The power of the Holy Spirit is dwelling inside of you today. It's going to be a day of newness and wholeness and greatness in the things of God. I want you to look up because you know who your Redeemer is. Now, some of you say, Pastor Brian, why do you get so excited over these things? I feel like we're in the locker room today, and I'm pumping you up to go out there and play that game in the public square. And I want you to be fired up. I want you to know that you are going to win the game because we know Jesus Christ. Micah, another prophet of old, said, "But as for you, Bethlehem, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity." Isn't that beautiful? That even Micah began to proclaim that Jesus is the Messiah, that he does go before us in all things, that he is coming. Now, I could go through hundreds of scriptures, of Old Testament scriptures that show about the Messiah. But let me jump over to Paul in the New Testament, who defines the gospel message very clearly. He does it in such a way that it becomes abundantly clear. In fact, I double dog dare you to read through the Old Testament with this in mind. Now, I make known to you, brethren, the gospel. The what? The gospel which I have preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the words which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins. So we should see the death of Jesus in the Old Testament, according to the scriptures. And we do. We see that over and over. Jonah and the gigantic fish, what happens? He goes into the belly of that fish for 3 days, death and burial. And then we see resurrection. He spit out an appearance when he goes to Nineveh. So we see, for I deliver to you as first importance that Christ died for our sins. You are a sinner. I am a sinner. And we only by the gift and grace of God through faith have been rejuvenated by the Holy Spirit and born again to the newness of life that we can have. That he was buried. What is burial? It is the evidence that you're dead. That he was raised on the third day according to scripture. So we should see death and resurrection in the Old Testament. And guess what? It's there. I just mentioned the Jonah and the gigantic fish. I can give you story after story about the sacrifices in the Old Testament. I can give you time and time again of Israel going into battle. And we can see these areas of death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. We can go through the Psalms and see so often those two concepts, that he raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared. What does the word appeared mean? It is the evidence that you have been resurrected. Jesus didn't appear to one person. It says that he appeared to over 500 brethren at one time. If you add this up, it tends to be right around 527 people. And then Paul says, and last of all, he appeared to me. So we have two actions with two evidences: death, action; burial, evidence; resurrection, action; appearance, evidence. The death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ. And have you embraced the gospel message today? You've been set apart for that gospel. God promised it to you today to walk in the newness of life that you can have. The Old Testament foresaw the coming Messiah. We get to look back on the Messiah who came and who is alive today. And this gospel is concerning the Son of Jesus Christ, a descendant of David. He is the newness of life that you can experience today if you haven't already experienced the gospel message. What am I hoping? I'm hoping as you go to that workplace today that the newness of life, the resurrection that comes through Jesus Christ, the Spirit of holiness or the Holy Spirit will abide in you today in such a way that you draw someone to the cross. We're not trying to get followers. We're not trying to get people to look at us. We want them to look at Jesus, because if we want to change this culture and change this world, it's going to be through the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. When you go in to your workplace and your manager is giving you a hard time or you're feeling depressed or insignificant, know today that God goes before you. Bring the truth of Jesus to your workplace today. Bring the hope that the newness of life brings to every area of life, whether it's sexuality, words, action, godly living, love, whatever it might be, you bring that gospel message in and you say, I am going to live to glorify God. God expects you to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit in your workplace today. He didn't say just go to show up at church, have some great songs and a sermon and sit down and go home. He is really challenging you to be prepared today to be in that public square and to be filled with the Holy Spirit and with power. And why do I say that? If you have Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. So now allow him to flow out of you today. Look for the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast around you and share Jesus with him. What's the bottom line? You are set apart for the gospel of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you that you've given us your Son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross and he rose again that we may have eternal life, that you gave us the evidence, his burial and his appearance. God, let us have that same type of evidence in our lives. God, that we have died to self and that we're walking in the newness and the new creation that you have provided through us through the power of the Holy Spirit. God, we know it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. So God, go before us in all things, surround us in all things. Go, just be with us today. Open up our eyes to see those who need to hear about you today. And so, Lord, we just thank you for what you want to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to thank you if you've been a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, the $5, $10, or whatever it is a month that you give. It is so incredibly important and helpful for us to keep being good stewards of the public square, and most importantly, to fulfill our mission to go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.